Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology at the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Recently, we received an email from the APHIS informing us that some live kudzu bugs had been found in a shipment of cotton/poly yarn at a port in Honduras. While over the past 8 or 9 months, the Hondurans have found some dead bugs associated with yarn and other shipments, this was the first time since December of last year that any live kudzu bugs were found. Unfortunately, because live bugs, kudzu bugs, were found, this triggered a heightened awareness on the part of the Honduran officials. Their phytosanitary agency stepped up inspection of all commodities coming into their country, especially cotton yarn at this time. Very unfortunate in that this is a pest that hitchhiked into the United States and is spread throughout the southeast and as far west as some counties in Mississippi.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the spring, APHIS, in cooperation with the Cotton Council, National Council of Textile Organizations, and others, put together some protocols for loading tainers. And a link to that protocol is available on the cotton.org webpage under the technical tab, clicking on science and technical information, and then there's a link talking about kudzu bug remediation. Again, these protocols for loading containers are fairly simple and straightforward. And the main thing to remember if you're in a county or an area that has kudzu bugs infestation is to make sure that the containers are free of insects or broom clean, as APHIS would say, as they're backed into the loading bay. And then to make sure that insects such as the kudzu bug are not allowed to hitchhike and get into the containers during the loading process. Once the containers are loaded, close the doors immediately. Make sure that the seals are tight so that bugs can't inadvertently get into the containers on their way to the port as they're shipped overseas.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is a serious issue from the standpoint of cotton and cotton yarn exports, in that the yarn that goes to Central and South America, starting with Honduras, because they have put in place requirements to keep their country kudzu bug free, it ripples back through the trade. We are trying very hard to make sure that our yarns aren't a source of kudzu bugs. We're going to try our best from the cotton side to keep our containers free of kudzu bugs so that this interdiction and the checking of containers does not spread to other importing countries.